ready.
I'm ready.
Because he giving you all the sites that don't, like, can't be blocked, like the pop-ups.
I was like, now 123Movies was, like, reliable, but they shut down now.
No, they didn't. They changed
it. Not reliable if they shut it down.
What's their room number?
No.
It never gave you
back. Wait. They changed it. It's under the new name now. Come to see a 134 at Santa Fe College.
Oh, I forgot what was
that. You got another reverse.
What?
Don't listen to him.
What? You know what's the key?
Supposed to keep back.
You know what's the key? I can see why you need to have numbers memorized.
True, I'm not that Asian that you want.
You ain't get the joke, did you?
No.
It was a Muslim joke. Anyway.
Goddamn.
It's real. Hey, Tyler, how you doing, sweetie? All right, so today Michelle has an announcement for us.
Okay, go ahead.
Speak your mind, girl. Speak your damn mind.
So, I'm a member of the Campus Outreach Committee for the local chapter of the March for Science. It's primarily a celebration and promotion of, like, the importance of science, and, like, it is a political march, but we emphasize the, like, nonpartisan nature of the event. It's not, like, anti-Trump or anything. It's, like, it's just protest. It just protests, like, how science and, some issues in science are treated as, like, political issues, and, like, there's a bunch of, like, anti-science agendas held by certain people in government. You know.
No shade, but all shade.
All the shade. You know, like, people,
climate change.
You know, all the, yeah, climate change, all the increasing moves to defund scientific research.
Middle ages.
And so, like, you know, these anti-science agendas hurt everyone, and in order to protest them, we strive to show everyone the importance of society, or of the importance of science in society, in the world, and so we fight for science, the fact that, you know, we can actually release our research and shit, and, you know, it's a critical role in government, and so the date for the march is Earth Day, April 22nd, and in Gainesville it starts at 10:45 a.m. at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. We begin marching to Bo Diddley Plaza at 11, and at the plaza there's going to be, like, booths and exhibits and people giving speeches.
Free food?
Not sure, there might be. Not sure.
That's how you really get them in, is with the free food.
But, and
not the free stuff, free food.
Right. And so, like, the event at Bo Diddley Plaza ends at 3, and, I mean, if you want to, everyone can come if you want to.
Check it out, y'all.
As long
you
as
know.
Y'all, like, don't be rude.
Yeah. If you're not going to,
so everybody science. Here cannot go.
I love science, too.
So everybody here cannot go. We're rude.
I'm not rude.
But we love science.
As long as you don't go there to, like, protest the march itself.
Oh,
like,
okay, I will be fine.
All right, then.
Ain't nobody here Trump supporter, so I mean.
For real.
We'll
do
that. And everybody here loves the queen that we stay on. That's what
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
But
you're not the father, are you?
I'm not going to.
Of course not. What's wrong with you?
You're going to the protest?
I am a Trump.
Are you
get out.
Denouncer. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So, yes, guys, what is it called again?
The March for Science.
The March for Science takes place on April 22nd, marching to Bo Diddley Plaza at 11.
Yeah.
11 a.m. Chat if you want to. If you're not going to do that, stay home and watch the Captain Planet Marathon Boomerang Cartoon Review every year. Come on with this now.
A whole day that people are saying Captain Planet.
We can do Captain it too. Cause save it. He's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Copyright. Oh, sorry.
Oh, whatever. As long as we don't sing that birthday song, we good. Okay. Okay. Long as we do not sing
the black version.
Huh?
Oh, what's the black
happy
version?
Birthday! Oh wait,
that is not the black version.
That's the sister Lisa Lange version.
What's the black version?
Huh?
What's the black version?
We'll do that after the show.
Yeah, we'll do it after the show. In recent news, Chuck Berry passed away this week at age 90, I think. So I'm sending some love and support.
Rockefeller's still alive.
No, he did.
Oh.
When you pass the age of 70, whatever kills you is natural causes.
Who are you talking about?
I'm hearing two different stories.
David Rockefeller, no, he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we're, we're going to talk about
him. No, it's still natural causes if you're a vampire. It's just don't fight a person named natural causes.
That joke went over my head. In other news, Ante Faye, famous YouTube chef, also passed away this week. Heart attack. She had a heart attack in her kitchen while she was cooking. I think that's the story I heard. She died doing what she loved. I think that's the positive
thing. Wait, who was it?
Ante Faye or Faye. Oh, okay. I forgot how to say her name. She's a YouTuber. She's known for her cooking videos.
Didn't she make, like, pies and stuff?
Oh, wait. The black lady?
Yeah.
Who made the potato pie? Sweet potato pie?
No, boy. Wait, what the word? You...
I want some.
You talk about Patty's pie.
Oh, yeah.
Patty LaBelle. Basakeen.
I want some sweet potato pie.
Wait, I thought she was on Life's...
No.
I heard she passed away.
No, she passed away in the hospital. She had a heart attack in her kitchen. They took her to the hospital.
No, because I know the last thing I read, she was on life support.
Yeah, she was on life support.
If you're on life support, most
plug, she just stopped.
Sometimes that is what happens. Mm. It's like that 99% chance the that they are going to put a plug.
Like, get that damn. I love her.
Yeah, so go ahead, send some prayers and thoughts. We lost a few more people this week. Too many to name. I think we lost three other people this week. Writer, producer, stuff like that. So send love to those people as well if you know who they are.
You think this is the world's way of telling us we've already made some really bad choices and need to reflect on it?
Of course. Look who ran the country. Anyway.
Yeah, 2016. It's the whole of 2016.
No,
pretty,
y'all.
Pretty sure
this 2016 was our warning that we're about to screw up. When it got to the end, they kept killing off more, saying you're about to screw up. And now it's just like, look what you did.
No, listen, y'all.
2016 was the warning.
This isn't 2017, y'all. This is 2016-S.
Good.
What is that supposed to be?
Oh, my Lord.
I say we all... I say everybody needs to start keeping a diary or something, because at the end of this whole Trump era, they're going to have to renew every history book.
But you know what they're going to do? They're going to lie about it. So, yeah, they're going to lie about it.
You keep your damn journals.
Yeah. Hopefully, one thing that makes it to the history book is that Power Rangers getting very diverse. The first major lesbian Power Ranger and superhero and autistic Power Ranger will be debuting tonight. Get your tickets right now. Ooh. Yes, Trini is
getting out though.
Yeah, it's been out.
But it came out today officially. They did late premieres last night. Power Rangers.
So it officially came out.
It officially came out
after
today.
Everybody else did.
Yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah, y'all will talk about the late night showings and the premiere. That's what y'all talking about.
Okay, that'll take us on your little Power Ranger movie.
No, y'all trying to tell me when I study, families for a living, but that's besides the point. Beyonce and, what's your name, Regina? Oh! I forgot your name. But yes, go ahead and check. So how do y'all feel about that? They made Trini gay. How do y'all feel about that, really quickly? How do y'all feel about that? They made Trini gay.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Not me.
Come up with the gay character.
And y'all know people were already upset about that, right?
Of course.
They were upset that Lumiere and Cogsworth are gay in Beauty and the Beast.
But they're not.
Everybody's going to bitch about something when a new movie comes out.
Yeah.
My only issue.
That ain't a problem. That's bestiality.
My only issue is that they made a stereotypical gay character in Beauty and the Beast. That was my only issue with that. They made a stereotypical gay character,
Yeah.
Not all gay.
It's fine to love on an animal, yes.
It's for real, baby.
It's fine to love on a magic water bottle.
Well, honestly, no, because there was a thing was in Alabama, a Christian theater said we will not be showing B because it promotes homosexuality, but we are like, so bestiality, y'all okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Alabama.
I don't think it was. I think it was Alabama. Don't call me. I think it was Alabama. Yeah.
Look, it's a southern state. Well, it's okay there.
Alabama never seen water buffaloes before, so that hello.
Bye.
So but like I said, people are always going to find someone to complain about a certain type of movie. You just got to get over it. You know, either either you go see it or you don't go see it. Either way, ain't like they losing money.
But I still want to go see it because I want to at least see if it's going to be good.
So, true. Yeah, very true.
Say it's good.
I still want to go see Ghost in the Shell, though.
Yeah.
I want to see if it holds up.
We all know when they released the photos, it was horrible. Then I still stand by it. It's still horrible. Everybody else will agree. How?
It was because Emma Watson picked out the dress.
She picked that for real?
Yeah.
Emma, bad
she didn't want hoop skirts. She ain't want corsets.
I would be like, well, you don't want this role.
For real?
You don't want this role, boo. Simple as that.
Somebody find me Ariana Grande. She wear anything to tell her to wear. Find me Ariana Grande. Find me her. What am I really? I don't think she can act that well.
Who? We see her in the Spring Queens and tomorrow.
You wrong for that one. You know that one.
She was okay at Victoria's, actually.
Yeah, but
that Scream Queens, it kind of went down.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened?
In Scream Queens, they just upped stupid.
She
got stabbed. She's freaking texting, oh my God, help me, someone. This guy is stabbing me. Stabs again. Help, make him stop, someone, please. Stabs again. At one point, I would just kick the computer, just hit her in the head. Like,
for real?
You didn't see Scream Queens?
I ain't seen it.
Okay, like,
girl,
after we're done, we're going to have
girl.
To show you that.
Yeah, girl, you don't know what you're missing.
I am writing an essay on, like, an ad for it, and I've never seen it, so, like...
You need to see it,
though. Girl, for real, girl.
Denise Hamill was the best, though.
She is the best in the whole series. She helps spin on.
If you like, need Denise, call 1-800-943-7J9.
I was like, how you help with J? And like, what number is that?
No way with
friends. Chandra, why you got a knife in your head? Was it neck to throw?
It was neck.
Pushed her out of the car and
she's like, that's a real friend. That's a real friend. I'm sorry, that's a real friend.
Shame. You know. Right, call them in and I'll come around.
For real, that's a real friend, you know.
I got a girlfriend, and like, oh god.
So, tasteless, really quick, but also same present to the London, you know, accident, the incident that happened. What was that? Yesterday it happened.
It was like two days ago.
What happened? Did it involve a double decker bus?
Oh, that's what I was talking about on the chat. I didn't know exactly what happened.
Yeah. So please go ahead and send prayers out today. Don't read on much of the story.
That happened like. Before you could see, that happened a couple months ago.
Yes, it did. It was over there.
Someone drove. They was having a festival, and so a truck drove through the people. That was the same area. A couple months ago.
Are you sure that?
I remember that wasn't here?
Because I heard about something.
No, that wasn't.
Somebody drove like a.
Let me look it up. Same area.
Last year was somebody driving a truck through a crowd of protests, and that's what I remember.
No, that was over there. It was having a festival because not even having a festival. They lit over there. Yeah. It's still the same.
I mean, there
it's 3 minutes on the train. Let's not lie.
London.
Okay, an hour.
You stood up level.
Anyway, please send your prayers and thoughts to the farmers out there right
now.
Same
area.
Send your prayers and thoughts.
So it ain't like something.
Okay, let's
all right.
Calm down. Well, no more locations.
I don't know what's going on. And up another. Amy Schumer no longer wants to be Barbie.
She did too much shit.
She ain't even funny.
She really ain't.
Oh, damn.
She has her funny moments.
Y'all mean to tell me y'all ain't like milk, lemonade.
I don't like her.
Okay, never mind then.
Who? No, I'm not being petty.
Amy Schumer?
Oh, I don't know her. She's not
Oh my god. Yeah, hey, so she got more money than me, so she must be doing something right. Okay.
I was driving over to school and on the radio I heard that apparently she doesn't want to do it because there's a scheduling call.
Thank you. Because I don't think that's it.
It could be that. Honestly,
I feel that she did not like what people were saying about her about that film. People were calling her ugly. She was too fat and stuff like that. And you know, though, let me say, I don't care how you feel, but
want to play Barbie though.
No,
it's a live action movie.
Yeah, live action movie featuring Barbie. Action? She wants
to. It ain't life size, so I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently, so what you thinking of making
this was not Photoshop that woman every single. Like,
this was the point of the movie. The point of the movie was that like Barbie was like out of her prime and she was kicked out of her own freaking. Her own franchise, like they live, like there's like Barbie.
So comedy movie.
So like so Barbie, like that, like, you don't look like movie. Us anymore. So you have comedy. To go. You can't sit with us. Basically,
R-rated comedy.
That was the movie. And so and now like when it was because about you know like last year on the show she got so much hate. People call her fat, ugly, disgusting. I'm gonna say like I don't care how you feel about anybody. You don't call me fat, ugly, disgusting because you don't like them. If you do. Of course, you did that for real, baby.
No, oh. No, it's wedding. No, keep going though.
It's like if you don't like somebody, like give reasons for their personality, for their views. Like exactly. Don't just
the only time I attack somebody is when they need appearance. To be dragged. So like last night.
Because I tell you right now, having who was talking about that girl, have pictures of somebody else as your profile pictures. Okay? Don't tell me you don't, because you do. People like people who talk like the most crap are the ones who hide behind pictures that don't belong to them.
Ow.
What trolls? They came over. My post.
People who hate themselves. Hey, you know, and you took offense to what I just said about you. I guess I'm sorry. Not really. Stop talking shit about people. If you're going to talk shit, show your real face. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And at least say something about their actual character rather than just their appearance.
So yeah, like I said, it might be... I feel she loved because she couldn't take all that hate. That's why I think she loved. And honestly, when you think about it, I was kind of like, that was going to bomb anyway. Because she really thinking about Barbie. Like, honestly, who thinking... It's all about them Disney princesses.
Can I get a Bratz doll movie?
Another one.
What you mean? The first one was great. Let's not.
The first one bombed, baby. That's why you never get a sequel, boo. First one bombed.
I didn't get a sequel because the first one was that great. Thank you.
Tell that to the critics and student the people I'm who did not go see it.
Well, they can come get these hands.
You know, though, speaking of Syria, Brent Rather said that Rotten Tomatoes is the destruction of our business. Because everybody, Rotten Tomatoes has not been quite well to his films in a very long time. So how y'all feel about that? Do you feel he's whining or do you feel he needs to step in his game?
Who are you talking about again?
Brent Rather.
Who?
He the director of the Rush Hour film series and X-Men The Last Stand. I can't talk right now, Gary, baby. Anyway.
I mean, The Last Stand did suck.
So
that was great.
I paid. Yeah, so you know what though? You know what though?
Rush Hour.
Let me say this really quick. Let me say this really quick.
I like the Rush Hour.
If I was a director, producer, whatever, and I released my film and then do so well on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm gonna feel bad.
Well, no, yeah. But why
I
mean, is it
for a minute? For a minute,
okay, but
until I see that paycheck, I'd be like. But then at that point, I'd be like. I just got to do better.
I mean, you gotta have your good ones and your bad ones.
Why is he only blaming Rotten Tomatoes? There's other sides.
Yeah, for real. Because like you know, because
I ain't got that paycheck.
Original. Because I'm looking at it as like Rotten Tomatoes is like the holy grail of movie reviews. Basically, it's like it's above.
There are other ones.
It's above every. I know, but it's above IMDb. It's above.
I do a YouTube check now.
I was about to say, who cares about the critics anyway? If people going to see my movies,
yeah, just go and watch them.
And people, because like you know, at the end, to me, I think you got some films where it's like, okay, the critics, this was a crappy ass film. Batman vs Superman.
Suicide Squad.
Wait, hold on.
It was actually bad. No, I watched the whole thing.
Hold on. We can talk about that.
After watching it, like.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It's a horrible. But it's so bad that it's good in my opinion.
It's so bad
that it's good.
That doesn't make sense.
It's so bad. Yes, it does. There are so many. There are movies that are so bad that they're good. I wish Batman Superman did not live up to that potential.
Like,
but you know.
I mean, that's why Sharknado has so many sequels.
Yeah, they're so bad.
Sharknado.
That's why they're so good.
Sharknado is made like
Sharknado
that.
Sharknado is the
The
best
other movie ever. Really is.
Not purposely made to be bad, though. Hey, Erica. Oh, she ain't watching right now. She wants to drive home from work. Like, in my opinion, like, if your fans like your movie... At the end of the day, and you're still making some money off of like and you know because you know, let me go claim myself right now. It's not all about the money,
it
but
is.
It's all about the money because like if your movie bombs at the box office, that really means you probably gonna get work again, unless you are a big name like him. Because I've seen plenty.
No, they get work.
No.
But not in the movie.
No, anyway. at all. There have been many first time directors who bombed at the box office, like made no money, panned by critics, and never either never found work or never worked again.
No, they found work in advertising and other areas where you don't hear of them, but they still
so
work.
How would you feel about that? How would you feel?
I was like,
your first movie, it bombs and everybody hates it. How would you feel about
it? The thing is, it's a risk every movie maker takes. The first thing they do is, before even making a movie, they gotta see the return. If they don't get a return, they don't make the movie.
This is me. This is how I put it like this, though. What are you doing? Hey, turn up, though. I look like this, though. I feel that I would do TV because TV is, like, not really risky, you know, in a sense. Because a million, like, $30 million, like, into a film, and if it makes no money, you are out of money. But it's a TV show. You don't got to worry about ratings. So, like, you still get, like, some type of money back.
I mean, like, your show can get canceled and stuff, but, I mean, like, look at Bandit Sons of Anarchy. Like, it just sucked
that
bad at the end.
That show still going on?
No.
No.
Oh, it ended, God, but the dang. It ended, but the seventh season is horrible, and they're still getting a spinoff.
It's like one of those shows that ended and you didn't even realize it went on for so long.
I only watched one episode of that show. Hold on. Because I'm trying not to do
High Five Supernatural. Girl, yes.
Oh, Supernatural is like the best show ever.
But it has ran out of ideas, man.
Lies.
The only because, you know.
Lies. I don't like this one. Lies.
They was like,
what more can they actually do?
They was like.
Apparently more.
Somebody told me this. They was like, they was like, oh my God, dude, they made Dean even cool. It was like for one episode.
They can bring him
so
back,
they made him evil for one episode. That would have been a great season arc right there. Him being the main villain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. In my opinion, that's a missed opportunity. That's a missed opportunity.
None of this right now. That's a missed opportunity.
You know that to me that was completely missed though.
Yeah.
I like Stranger
Things.
Stranger Things is a classic. That's gonna go on for a while.
So good.
I gotta catch up though. I'm behind.
Even Shanae
missed. Are you serious?
I'm behind. I'm
gonna catch up.
I'm on episode the trailer.
That's one show I keep binge watching.
I gotta catch up. Stranger Things.
That's great.
I know. I gotta watch a lot of shows.
At the end, what happened was.
You was gonna spoil it for me.
No,
I'm just showing
up.
I'm a shave. You know what's the key? I'm a shave you bald, put you wig, and call you Betty Boo. You try to spoil something again.
I didn't get the reference.
Gorillaz releasing a new album, by the way.
Oh yeah,
it's four songs have been released today on a YouTube page. So yeah.
That's all I had to say. Gorillaz is back.
Okay, so how does
Noodle
look?
Oh my God, Noodle
grew
up.
Oh. Noodles and Doodles?
Like your ramen noodles?
No, there's a little Japanese girl.
She's so cute now. She's taller.
Why she named Noodle?
Because that was the only thing she could.
Okay, honestly, real quick, when I first heard them, I was like, what am I listening to?
It's like they play everything. Like every genre.
And you see the video, and then you're like,
what is going on?
I feel this for some reason.
And then there's actually a storyline with these videos.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody was a Gorilla fan when they were kids.
I'm still a Gorilla.
Same here too. Some people like don't claim their childhood no more. They don't claim. Right. I was like,
I
love him playing childhood, baby.
I claim my
she wants to say so much.
Oh, go ahead, girl.
Oh, but like, since we're speaking about Gorillaz, I have a story if we have time. But so like my mom like called like just one radio station when I was like 3 years old. I loved their song Clint Eastwood. She's like, can I play Clint Eastwood for my daughter? And the radio host asked like how old I was. And my mom was like, oh, she's three. And they're like, I don't feel comfortable playing that song for a three-year-old. And my mom's like, why? The radio show host said it was a drug anthem or something.
And then I would have been like, I ain't asked if you feel comfortable.
For real. I'll play it anyway.
Yeah, so now every single time that my mom that I'm like jamming out to that song, my mom's just like, Stephanie likes a drug anthem.
Mm.
I guess we all like drug info.
No, I just checked my email. Okay. It's asking if I would follow President Trump.
Dude, wait.
Who is on Twitter?
Get out.
Block them. Okay, so you know what, y'all? We have five more minutes. Two things we can talk about. We can talk about the Hi Stranger video.
Can y'all talk about that? Because I didn't watch it.
Yes, we can talk about the Hi Stranger video. You talk about
what it about?
Go ahead and do it.
Nothing. It's pretty much like this clay doll thing. Kind of like has like a Adventure Time type of like style to it, but pretty much he kind of naked and he's like laying on his tummy.
Big butt.
You see his butt and he's like, yeah, you could look at my butt. It looks great. Like, it's like. it's very inspirational because he's like telling you like you're gonna do okay, you're great,
you're beautiful, wonderful.
You know, stuff like that. I love you, like stuff like that. But you have to like get past the creepiness to get to that inspirational part. So
I just couldn't get past the creepy.
I loved it.
I was like 99% creepy and weird, 1%.
Oh, he was so cute. When I started, I was like, oh my god,
I saw that
butt looks great. Yeah, it was a great video. Take your time out if it comes back on your feed.
And just watch it. Nope. You feel very inspired.
Watch it.
No.
We gonna watch it after we go off here. That's right, because on YouTube. Question of the day. What is the question of the day? Who has one?
I thought you had a question of the day.
I don't know.
Ready,
I put question of the day dot question mark.
Oh, here. If there was a protest for free chicken, would you protest for it?
I feel like poison
for Cusco. What did you say?
If there was a march for free chicken, would you march?
If there was a march for free chicken,
would you say what? Would Chick-fil-A go out of business?
Wait, hold on. I'm very confused at this point.
KFC, they all run out of money.
Wait. Yeah, march for free fried chicken.
Would I march for free fried chicken?
Do you see the demographic that's in this room right now?
FFC? FFC.
Wait, hold up. Who's fried chicken? Because I'm just going to be marching for everybody fried chicken. Because
everybody fried chicken ain't good.
Okay, hold on.
I'll march for
papayas.
What?
Publix.
Popeyes, baby. Oh.
You don't remember that?
I was like, I'm Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken. Yeah, your name on Popeyes chicken.
Publix.
I mean, they're okay, but I wouldn't miss it.
I'll mark for their biscuits. I love their biscuits.
Who else has good chicken?
Let me see. You got Publix chicken.
Church's chicken.
Walmart chicken. Is the specialty chicken. They ranch chicken.
We said fried chicken, not specialty chicken.
Fried chicken. So I'm at your Publix chicken. Not KFC.
Talking about,
because I can make their chicken in my kitchen. I can make it better, sadly.
I'm Marshall Publix chicken. I am so surprised that the chicken portions are too small for me. Yeah.
How in the world did one question end up being a three-minute argument over chicken?
Yeah, for real. Okay, Erica, our dedicated viewer, has a question. What video games are we looking for?
Shadow of War.
I feel like that Mr. Krabs meme. Portia, what game are you looking forward to this year?
I don't know. I'm out of the loop with the game, so you have
Tekken!
That's right! That's my game right there. Even though Christy ain't in it, it's okay.
She might. Don't quote me.
It's a lie because Eddie in it.
She might be DLC.
I don't believe
most
it.
Likely, so most likely.
She probably will.
It's already out, but
I know Mass Effect.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Mass Effect.
I already got photos of her.
David, what game are you looking forward to? Not Overwatch. It's already out.
They got Cheetah in there.
Yep, they got Cheetah.
I know, I seen it. Mm-hmm. Sinead.
And Poison Ivy.
What video game are you looking forward to? Cookie Mama? Oh, she looking forward to Fire Emblem Echoes.
Oh, that too.
I've never played any of the Fire Emblem.
I've Neither played some of them.
I played Fire Emblem on Super Smash Bros.
So we got like 23 seconds on the clock. Say your piece.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Simple Scape out.
Please like, share, and subscribe to the D-Under Network Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio. And I see you guys next week. Love you.
Thank y'all for listening.
And check out High Stranger. Empire is in theaters now. And Chips. And Life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, y'all. Gotta go to work.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Love y'all, man.
Okay, now let her see that screen, queen.